Hello there. Welcome back to Love Lindsay. Hello, everybody. How are my Lindsay lovers and podcast listeners and mental health warriors this week? Welcome back to your little hour of me time where we rest, relax, indulge in whatever we want to while listening to our favorite podcast. And yeah, just take some time out for yourself. This is the hour for you and me, and I am so glad it's finally here, because when a whole week goes by without talking to you guys, it just feels like forever. As I record this for you, it is still my birthday week, and what an amazing low-key birthday I had. Thank you guys so much for sharing my podcast with your friends and family and sharing it on social media. I had a lot of people share the podcast on Facebook and on Instagram, so it just means so much to me that you guys took time out to join me on my birthday episode. That was last week's episode, so check that out if you haven't yet. I go over a little bit of like my favorite birthday memories from the last 40 years, but I also talk about how far I've come in the last year and what a dark place I was in a year ago from right now, and just what a huge difference a year has made, and specifically what I've done to get from there to here, to be in this happier, more successful, better place. So do check out that episode if you are in a place where you're not quite happy with what's going on in your life and you want to make some improvements, or if you're in a really dark place, check out that episode, because even me just talking about it gives me hope. It gives me hope so much recording this podcast anyway, because sharing with you guys what I've been through and what I've done reminds me that life is so cyclical, and you're either on an upswing or a downswing. And if you're on a downswing, you know that eventually it'll come back up. I can't tell you how much this recording this podcast for you guys has really just helped me a lot, processing a lot of things. So I hope that it's helping you as well. I got flowers and balloons from Eddie on my birthday. I got some, usually like on my birthday, I will get like sugar cereal, like Lucky Charms or whatever. I think I talked about this last week. But I found some keto cereal and it was really good. It was like a keto version of Fruit Loops. And I think the brand is called Magic Spoon, and it's so good. I cannot recommend it enough. Do check that out if you guys are like opting for like a low sugar, sugar-free lifestyle like me. Yeah, it was definitely different not having like my eggs and bacon for breakfast on my birthday, but it was still cool to do like something traditional. Kind of like over Christmas when I was telling you guys about how I wasn't ready to say goodbye or stop making cookies just because I'm doing a low sugar, low carb lifestyle. So I found alternatives. So I found alternatives for this holiday as well. It just, instead of cookies, it was cereal. We watched Priscilla, and Sofia Coppola is one of my favorite directors. And if you guys don't know who she is, she's done Virgin Suicides and Marie Antoinette, Beguiling Women. Such a good director. I love her movies. They're just like eye candy. Her Marie Antoinette movie inspired me to have like a Marie Antoinette themed bridal shower. And then in turn, kind of inspired me to have this queen themed, royal themed birthday party that I'm having next weekend. So I watched Priscilla with Eddie, and It was interesting. I don't know what to think of it. It was okay. It was definitely like aesthetically pleasing, like very much like Coquette aesthetic. I loved her hair and makeup in the movie. It was really cool. But it wasn't my favorite by her, but still definitely worth checking it out. So check out that movie if you guys want to. That's what we did on my birthday night. It was just, my birthday was like right smack dab in between my 2 days of driving downstate for school. And I had a lot of studying to do on that day too. So not to mention posting my podcast episode. So it is what it is. I know that I'm having a pretty big, amazing, awesome party in about a week's time. So I'm not worried about it at all. I've already gotten a few cards, some birthday gifts. I'm so excited. I'm so excited about my party. I cannot wait to tell you guys how it went. I've got a nail appointment this week to get my birthday party nails done with some like little crowns and like pink bows. I've got my appointments on the day of the party to do hair and makeup, because I just, when I realized how many people were coming, I was like, I don't want all the pressure to like, for my hair and makeup to be like amazing. And I don't want to put that pressure on myself. So I'm going to let someone else do it and just not have to worry about like getting my eyeliner just right or whatever. So anyway, speaking of like skincare and all that, I have been sleeping with these things on called Frownies. Have you guys heard of these? They're all over like TikTok and social media. They're like these little patches, and most women that I see showing them off online have them on their forehead for like forehead, like 11 lines, like between your eyebrows or like forehead lines. And I don't really have that too bad. So I got some for my, what you might call like smile lines or like nasolabial folds on either side of my smile. And then like the corners of my mouth turned down a little bit. So I guess I'm inspired by this landmark birthday and I'm like, might as well try these frowny things. They're supposed to be like non-invasive Botox. And I have given up Botox this year so far. I haven't caved yet. But I decided to take a break off of Botox. So I got these, and then I just wanted to tell you guys about this so that you can learn from me. I did not know that you're not supposed to use Retin-A with these at all. I had no idea. I'd been wearing them for like, I swear, like a week or so. And I do my nighttime skincare in threes. So like one night I do Retin-A, one night I do a vitamin C, and then the third night I do a two-step peel. So every third night I do retinol, and I swear I'd worn them before with retinol, but it must have been fine. But then like all of a sudden one day I go to take them off and it's all red underneath, and it was like my skin had lifted. And I guess the frownies can intensify the results of the Retin-A. So like just really intense peeling, and like the corners of my mouth were so red for a few days. I was like worried that it was going to be like that for our vacation. And I'm like, oh my God, it's going to be like so susceptible to sunburn. And so I just look crazy before I go to bed. Like I've got my heatless curl thing in from Kitsch. If you guys don't know what a heatless curls are, it's like this silk thing that you put on your head and then you wrap your hair around it. And then I just put some conditioner in it, some like leave-in conditioner before I wrap it around, and then I sleep on it. And then I've got these amazing curls that stay in all day. Actually, I was just at my dermatologist like an hour ago, and he was like, how do you get your hair that way? And I thought it was so weird for a man to like recognize that. He's like, that's like, how did he say it? He was like, that's like salon grade curls. I'm like, oh, I don't use a curling iron. I use heatless curls. And he's like, I need to tell my wife about that because she'll curl her hair. And then like an hour later, it's gone. And so heatless curls are where it's at. But I do think the fact that I have extensions, though, makes it easier. Bean, are we like co-hosting again today? Like we were last week? Yeah. So you know how you guys, I talked to you guys about how I'm huge on like self-improvement, and I've been sharing with you like the Superhuman app and the Dream app and things like that that help me keep my goals on track. I have changed some of my like journaling habits. I'm still journaling twice a day, once in the morning and once at night. I've added on some like devotional reading once a day. And I've also started doing a huge list of like manifestations for the week. And that's really helped my week go a lot better. So I just thought I would tell you guys about that. It is helping me stay on track with my goals so much. I feel like just another way of saying manifestation is getting stuff done. It's just like a more fruitier way. It's like a fruitier way of saying like, I'm doing things. I'm doing the work. So yeah, I just have so many goals I'm working on all at once, along with my regular weight loss goals and going to school and getting good grades. It has been a week getting back to real life. Having the 1-2 punch of spring break and then daylight savings time it sucks. It's been a slow week, but we'll get more into that. I wanted to talk about how my trip went because it was so fun and so amazing. And I just feel like I was able to do a lot of reflecting while I was there. And I just wanted to share with you guys like all the fun stuff that I did. So on the first day, we got up at like 4:30 in the morning so that we could catch our flight. And I want to tell you guys, I successfully navigated an airport for the first time in forever without getting gummy candy. For me, flying and like getting candy goes hand in hand. Like I can't do one without the other for some reason. And not even that, but also like a tomato juice on the flight. Sometimes they hand out those little cookies. And I didn't have any of that. I swear, like, and then also too, like, since we'll be leaving early in the morning, like we won't have breakfast time until like our layover. So usually, you know, I'll want to get like McDonald's breakfast is so good. But I'm just trying to be healthier and I'm trying not to have like too many cheat meals until I've hit like a significant goal with my weight loss. And believe it or not, that goal is more than 30 pounds. I know it's a lot, but because I've already hit that. So I just wasn't ready to have McDonald's or anything yet. Like I just didn't want that in my body after eating so clean and then feel like shit on my vacation. So I literally bought Quest bars. They are so good. They're like protein bars, but they're low carb. They're like keto friendly. So yummy, like caramely chocolate, like, you know, also things that I don't want to have on a regular basis. Like I would never eat one of these bars like every day because a lot of like quote unquote diet food and keto food still has a lot of crap in it. You shouldn't eat every day, like fake sugars and all that. But like, if I'm just trying to stay on track, I got one of those and I had one on the flight there, on the like flying day there and on the flying day back instead of getting like candy and or McDonald's. And I'm so proud of myself. It's just like the little victories like that. Like every time I break a habit, because I fly not really so much since the pandemic, but like a lot over the last like 20 years of my life. And I swear every time I'd fly, I'd be like, oh, I have to get these little peach ring like gummies. So every time I break a habit like that, I just feel like I'm one step stronger towards just like a different kind of like lifestyle change. You know what I mean? So I just thought I'd share that little victory with you guys. So we checked in and we sat and I didn't do a cheat while traveling so I could do this cheat now. So I got there and I went to like a drag brunch. I think I told you guys a couple weeks ago. And it was at a Mexican restaurant that had, and so there were like, I love chips and salsa. Oh my God. I love chips and salsa so much. Chips, salsa, guacamole, that like white queso dip. Yum. So good. And I went to that drag brunch and I didn't have a single tortilla chip. And that was like a few weeks ago. And I was like, okay, now I'm on a vacation. I've made really good progress. So once we got to the resort in St. Pete, oh, by the way, we went to St. Petersburg, Florida, or St. Pete Beach. And we always stay at this resort that we love. They've got like two pools, a couple different bars, a couple restaurants, all different kinds of rooms. A lot of the rooms are suites. So we get this suite that has like a kitchenette in it. So the suite was so cool. It was like you walk in and you go like through the door and like right in front of you is like the little living room with like a little kitchenette and like a little table and like a couch and a TV. And then you go down the hallway and there's the bathroom and there were like two sinks and like two counters. So I had like my own like getting ready counter, which is so important on a trip because I just take over the counter with all my makeup and all my like hair products and stuff. This was also my first trip in like 15 years, my first vacation, like swimming vacation with extensions. I had extensions back in like 2009. So I had to bring like a ton of different products and like a good hair dryer and all that stuff. And then you go past the bathroom and then there's the bedroom and we got like the king size bed. There are like full like closets, like two or three closets in this suite. They had like mirrors on them. And then both like the living room and the bedroom had their own like private balcony. And it was amazing. And it looking right over the beach. It was absolutely incredible. And like right below our balcony is like a fountain, like a water feature. And so when you're laying in bed at night, you can just hear like the fountain and like the running water and the waves. Oh God, it was so good. I'm telling you, you guys, this vacation was like from my dreams. It wasn't even, it's not that it's that luxurious of a place, St. Pete or the resort we stayed at. What was so amazing for me is my lack of anxiety and panic compared to last year. I felt like an absolute luxury queen without a care in the world. So as you're listening to me talk about this trip, imagine, if you will, like put yourself in my shoes. Like you just had like a year of being in constant fight or flight, constant panic attacks, constant phobias, constant triggers, constantly just feeling horrible. And then you've been working so hard to get through that. And then slowly the veil has lifted. And then it culminated into this magical spring break / my birthday / vacation. It just, you can't beat it. The vibes are immaculate. It was so incredible. So incredible. So anyway, back to the first day. So we like checked in and I'm like, okay, I'm ready to have a little cheat, you know? And I got an order of chips and salsa and guacamole. And I didn't have that many because I'm just used to not eating very much. And then we got, I've got to tell you guys, I had a pina colada like once a day. I only drink like half of it when I would get one, but the pina coladas here are so good. And I'm like, why are they so good? It turns out they make them with ice cream. Like, are you kidding me? It's like this vanilla, rich, creamy texture. I also had another day, like a banana daiquiri and like a strawberry daiquiri. I can't have more than like a half of a cocktail. I'm such a lightweight and I don't really enjoy the feeling. But there was one day on this trip where, because also something that would spike my anxiety and panic was alcohol. Like, I used to be able to enjoy to have like cocktails, like a regular normal person. And I couldn't even do that anymore. And so there was a day on this trip where not only was I in the sun all day, which that's usually triggering for like panic attacks. But I had, next thing you know, like I had slurped more than like a little over half of this pina colada down, and I kept waiting for that panic feeling to come, and it never came, you guys. Like, I never once had to take Xanax during the day. It was just, gosh, like, my God, just so amazing. I had like the chips and salsa and stuff like on the checking in, and we got into our room, and then we did our first of many beach walks. And you could literally walk up and down the beach for like hours. So what I would do is I would set my alarm for like 25 minutes, and then at like 25 minutes we'd like turn around and like go back and come back the other way. Literally a perfect way to get like an exact amount of walk, because my goal was to have like an hour and a half of walking a day so that I could like enjoy and like have some extra calories on this trip. And that's what I did, and it worked out so perfectly. On the second day, the food here at this resort was actually really good. Like, I only really stuck to like my keto sugar-free for like breakfast. So every day they would make me like an egg white omelet with goat cheese and grape tomatoes. You guys, the egg whites with the goat cheese is so good. And then actually I didn't even stick to like sugar-free breakfast, because for some reason they couldn't do a side of greens with my omelet. So I did a cup of berries. Actually, I'm pretty sure like blackberries and raspberries are still considered keto because they're such low carb. But every day for breakfast, I'd have like my egg white omelet with goat cheese and grape tomatoes, and then my little cup of like berries and my green tea. And it was like, I started the day off like so right and so good and just feeling like so healthy. And then of course I drank tons of water. I brought like a couple of liquid IV packets with us. And usually when Eddie and I go on vacation, like I'm the one that like has to go to like CVS and get whatever, you know, medication or something. And this time, so he got like a little cut on his foot, like from a seashell. And then he started to get like a rash on his ankles, and his ankle started to get swollen. And then I guess he got swimmer's itch, which I remember getting when I was a kid. And I guess it's like a parasite, and it's from like bird poop, like so grody. poor guy. So he got swimmer's itch. So like we had to get like cortisone cream and like Benadryl from like the little store at the resort. Not a big deal. I just thought that was funny because usually I'm the one that has to like go get stuff. Actually, my micellar water that I use on with like cotton rounds to take off my eye makeup dumped out in the suitcase. Luckily, it was just like a small bottle, so we did have to walk to CVS and get micellar water. Oh, on the first night too is also when I had my first like full sugar ice cream. I'd been getting, if I do have ice cream, which I had in like December and January, I would get the Halo Top brand keto ice cream, which is like hard as a rock. And I got like a scoop of full sugar ice cream, you guys, with chocolate fudge. so good. Like I knew I wanted to indulge. I deserved it. I'm on break. I was on vacation, but I was still really nervous about undoing any of my progress. And I know you can't undo 30 pounds of progress in a week, but still like, and I was also trying not to like divert into back into like old ways. So my whole goal was to like have treats while I'm out, but I'm not going to like buy candy and bring it back to the room. Like there's just no reason for me to buy candy. Like I'm not an 8-year-old, like, you know what I mean? Like that's just the way I'm looking at it. Like I just, people like me that have such big sugar cravings and who sugar is so toxic for, that have such bad insulin resistance, people like us really don't have any business like buying candy and bringing it home to eat. Like I just, that's just something I'm not able to do. Like everybody's different. Everybody's different. So, and I did stick with that plan. So I had that ice cream and it was divine and like mouthwatering and so worth it. And I tied it in with like a walk and it was great. There were so many shells on this beach, you guys, and I'm just not a seashell girly. Like, I don't know. I feel like when we're kids and we go on spring break, like we collect shells and we bring them home and like we give shells to like our little girlfriends at school, like when we're done with vacation and we get like our hair braided and stuff. And like, and then what happens to the shells? I don't know. They like end up getting thrown away or something. So I didn't collect a bunch of shells. Honestly, like I don't really have room for knickknacks. I totally don't. I wish I did have like more room to display stuff and I just don't. So I walked over so many perfect, huge, like intact shells and I just didn't pick them up. I did get something else though, but we'll talk about that later. So, the second day is when I had the boat ride booked, and it's just one of those like cliche boat ride things that you do like when you go to Florida for spring break, but I had never done that before. Like every time, you know, we would always go to Florida for spring break growing up and in college and stuff, my first time around in college, and I never did like a boat ride with that. It was always just like maybe snorkeling or like swimming. And so this boat picked us up right on the beach in front of our resort at like 3:45 and then took us to this place called Sand Dollar Island. And it was incredible. The water was like so shallow. It was like bathwater warm. The water was really warm everywhere, but it was super warm here. And it was like an hour boat ride away. And on the way there, we saw tons of dolphins. I got lots of videos of dolphins. I posted them on my Instagram, and I think I shared some to Facebook too. And it was incredible. And there was a bar on this boat, and they had great music. And I forgot, like I grew up going sailing with my dad during the summers, and I forgot how therapeutic it is just to sit on the boat while you're like speeding through the water and just staring at the water while listening to music. Like when you're on a boat and you're going and you're like cruising along, even on a sailboat, like it's kind of loud. And so you can't really talk. You're just there listening to the water, staring at the water and listening to music. And like, you just, that's all you do for like hours while you're out on the boat. And I just forgot how therapeutic and amazing that is just to be alone with your thoughts. And it was so incredible. So they dropped us off at this Sand Dollar Island and told us where to go to find the best sand dollars. And you had to go into water that was like waist deep. And then they told you to like use your feet to like find the sand dollars. And they're kind of like hidden in the sand. And then you can like, when you think you feel one, you can like bend down and like pick it up. So Eddie and I walked all the way across the island to where they said to look for them. And we like took off our like shorts and shirts and like put our stuff down and started walking, like wading through the water. And it was so beautiful. My God, it was so beautiful. And where we were just like going through the water, like picking up shell after shell after shell. And I really wanted to find a sand dollar so bad. And I kind of gave up after a while because we only had an hour on this island and I wanted my like bikini to dry a little bit before sitting on the boat because it was like an hour and a half back and I didn't want to have like swamp ass from like sitting on a, I hate that, sitting in a wet bathing suit. So I got out of the water and started walking along the shore so my bathing suit would dry more before getting back in the boat. But he stayed in longer. And then he was like, all right, I'll come up and join you and we'll start walking back to the boat. And I'm like, okay, cool. And then he bends down and he picks up a sand dollar just like that. So he found me a perfect, because we found a lot of broken ones because they break so easily. We found a lot of broken ones, but he found me one like at the last minute. It was so magical and so sweet and just kind of par for our relationship for him to like always save the day and make everything okay in the end. Like that's just what Eddie does for me. So that was so cute. And we got back to the boat and we went back to our resort and they dropped us off and they had free drinks on the way back from the island. And I was like, I don't really want a drink. I'm just not a cocktail girly. So, I was looking at like their drink menu ahead of time to see if there was something that I'd want. And honestly, all I wanted was a Gatorade. So my little treat that I had was a Gatorade. So that's what we did. We got back and I think this was the second night that we had dinner just at a resort because there's like two restaurants there and it was really good. I think I had a salad with like berries in it and it was super delicious. So good. We ended every night with like a slushy drink and sitting in the hot tub. Like that's how we finished off every night. Just like at home. So every day we're in the hot tub. The next day we got up and we booked in room massages. So we got up, had breakfast, and then had two masseuses come in. And if you guys listened to last week's podcast episode, the one on my birthday, I talked about how spring break last year was really dark and really, I was really down and I was really suffering from panic attacks, bad. And I went and got a massage to see if I could, it could help me relax. And I literally was having panic attacks during my massage. We had in-room massages and I'm happy to say I was able to relax and it was great. And I mostly wanted to get massages for Eddie because that really helps him to unplug and relax is getting a massage. I make sure that he gets one once a month. And so I felt like him having one while he's on vacation, because while we're on vacation, he's still, we have a business that's running. We don't get to close our business down. You know what I mean? Like we don't get to take time off. We are a 24-hour business. And because of that, Eddie never really closes down. He's never really done working. We're on call 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. There's never a time when we're closed. So we had our three amazing employees running our business while we were gone. They were driving up to Marquette, down to Indianapolis, Indiana, to Ann Arbor, to Kalamazoo. They were all over the state while we were on vacation. And that is just so incredible and so amazing to have such great staff. If it weren't for them, we wouldn't be able to go on this trip. And there have been times where we've had to cancel a trip because we don't have the right staff to cover our business. So that was just really important. But still, you know, he's still kind of keeping track of what's going on and he's overseeing every decision because we use like the Ring app and like the Signal app, which is like a group texting app, so that he can oversee every conversation between our employees and all the funeral directors they talk to and all the people from the county that we work with for the medical examiner. He's still overseeing all that. And it was important for me to make sure that he really does turn off and like tune out. So I think the massage really helped him with that. And if you're one of those people that has a hard time disengaging from your thoughts or from a job, I highly recommend doing something like a facial or a massage, because I don't know what it is, but I think it's just that hands-on kind of physical. It's kind of like it's physically forcing you to tune out. Yeah, I just highly recommend that. So he was able to relax, and then we walked down to this amazing giant, it's huge and very ornate, pink resort called the Don Caesar, aka the Pink Palace. And you guys, we would stay there, but the rooms are like $1,000 a night. And that's just for like a typical standard room. And it's like a 2-night minimum. And they've got an amazing spa there. But I wanted to walk down. It was like a 30-minute walk down the beach from our resort. So it was supposed to rain that day, but then the rain was canceled. So we walked down there and we took pictures. You know, like when you go to Disney World or Disneyland and they're like pumping smells in everywhere you go, and like each resort has like a different like scent. I don't know. You have to be a Disney person to understand this. Like each resort at Disney has their own scent, and then you can get like candles of that scent to burn at home, and it smells like that resort. We walked in there and this place smelled like rich money, spa, like exotic supermodel. I don't even know. Like just, it smelled so good, so bougie. It smelled like thousands of dollars in your pocket is what it smelled like. I cannot describe like the smell. It was so delicious smelling in that whole resort. It was beautiful. We went to lunch there and we've got amazing seafood. The seafood was so good. I love eating seafood in Florida. The other place that I always have to get seafood is in the Upper Peninsula too, because you just have to. You just have to. So all of a sudden the rain was back in the forecast. And so we were like racing a storm front along the beach, which was so cool and dramatic looking. I love growing up in Grand Haven, Michigan, on Lake Michigan. One of my favorite things to do is to watch a storm front come in. So it was cool to do that in Florida. I hadn't done that before. And we got back to our room in time for the rain to come in. And I was kind of bummed that the rain came in, because I just want to be outside the whole time, because getting away for spring break when you live in northern Michigan, it's like, oh my God, I get to be outside. But we had like the sliders open so we could listen to the rain. And then of course, you know, we have to, whatever movies we put on naturally need to be like ocean themed. Right. So like one night we watched Open Water. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that movie. It's like a horror movie about this couple that goes on this like scuba diving excursion. And it's based on a true story. They go on a scuba diving excursion and then they miscount the people when they get back on board. It's like a vacation thing where like everyone go, like 20 people go out on a boat and they take you to this place to go scuba diving. And then they make sure everyone's back on the boat and they take you back to the shore. Well, they didn't count it right and they left the couple behind. And the couple basically was stranded in the middle of the ocean and they died. And it's based on a true story. So we watched that one night and then we watched Titanic, another classic, the next. So we watched that, and then we went to this restaurant called Spinners. This is so like old school vintage, like 1960s novelty. It's at the resort next to the one we stayed at, and you take the elevator up and to the top floor, and it's like a lot taller than our resort, but you could see our room, like our balcony from the restaurant, and the restaurant is like slowly rotating. So like by the time you're done eating dinner, you're like back at the same place you were. And so every time you get to like a new direction, like, you know, when we were looking north, it was like 3,000 miles to Detroit, something miles to Boston. And then like you get to like west and it tells you like how far away like cities or countries are from there. And so it's like you're slowly rotating like a rotisserie chicken, or more like probably more like a record player, in this restaurant. And so you get like this full like 360 view. And I thought I was going to get like sick when I first sat down because the floor was kind of bouncy and I kind of was like, oh no, okay, now it's going to happen. Now I'm going to get anxious. Now I'm going to get panicky. And I didn't. Literally on this trip, I was like forgetting to take my PM anxiety meds because I was so relaxed. The food was really good. And that was a great night. The last 2 days that we stayed there were basically just laying out and walking on the beach. So we were able to rent like chairs and like you go out in front of our resort and you'll tell like the people that work there where you want your chairs and your umbrella to be, like your beach chairs. And they go out there and you stand where you want them to be. And then they go out there with like a drill bit on a drill and like drill a hole into the sand and then put your umbrella in there. Like, I didn't know how they got the umbrellas to stick, to be honest. I didn't think about that. So we would do that for a few hours. And Eddie doesn't really like to just lay in the sun. So he spent most of that time like in the ocean and I would go in there and join him too. And he found me 2 more sand dollars because he's amazing. Like he literally just was in there looking for shells for me the whole time because he's that amazing. And he had a cigar when he was sitting out there. And then we would just go back in, rinse off the sand and do the same thing, but next to the pool. And hang out in the pool and get like our pina colada of the day. And it was perfect. Absolutely perfect. Our last night there, we got dinner at another seafood place. And then another night we went to like a chop house, I guess, which is like a steakhouse. And I had an amazing salad, not a sirloin salad, but another salad, like another type of steak on it. I forgot what kind of, a filet, I think. Yeah, incredible. I can only eat like half of it, but it was still so good. It was crazy. Like one night we were watching a storm off of the coast. It was like nighttime and we went to the shore, and it was important to me to go back to the coast. To go back to the shore at night, because on our trip there last year, I couldn't even, you know, like when you're in like the vastness of the ocean and you're standing there at night and it's kind of like spooky almost because like the ocean is so big and you can just see forever and it's all dark. I was having such bad panic attacks at this point in my life that like I was afraid of my own shadow and I couldn't even. We went out to the beach and I was like, can we go back into the like lit up area because I'm scared. Like, come on. I was literally that miserable. And it was important to me that I was able to go out there now and like see us like a storm off the coast and like film it on my phone and enjoy it and be in the moment and enjoy myself. And another cool thing that happened while I was there is I published my podcast for the week because I'm all about getting here every week to talk to you guys no matter what. I haven't taken a break since I started this podcast last July. So I published my podcast of the week, which kind of was centered around like female friendships and International Women's Day and Women History Month. And you guys loved that, and I got so many nice messages about it and so many people sharing it, and it just really, it was so cool to be on vacation and see, like, reaping the rewards of my hard work while on vacation, because I pre-recorded a podcast episode, and it aired while I'm on vacation. I'm like, this is just too cool. So thank you so much, you guys, for that feedback and for listening. So I was able to bring home 3 sand dollars. We put them in Eddie's like cigar case so that they didn't break. And I'm so happy to have these little treasures. That's really all I bought. I think I also bought, I've always wanted one of those long sleeve UV ray shirts that like block your skin from the sun. So I got one of those from our resort that has our resort's name on it. And yeah, we got up at 4 again on that morning after 5 amazing days to fly back home. And again, I did the whole airport rigmarole and just had my little protein bar. We got back and I don't know who I am, but it used to be I would go on vacation and then I would just come home and crash and burn and sleep for like 3 days and not unpack for a week. And I came home and literally I stayed up all day. I did all my laundry and unpacked all in the same day. Amazingly, felt great because I'm healthy and I take good care of myself. That's definitely not something I did in my 20s or early 30s. And I even tried to stay up late to see Ariana Grande on SNL. I tried so hard to stay up, but I couldn't. And then the next day, I got up and I was like, okay, well, I get to see what, because I still counted every calorie while I was on my vacation, just like I normally do. I just let myself, and I let myself go over that like 20 to 40 grams of carbohydrates a day. But I still like had a calorie amount that I didn't go over. And I was like, I'm sure I undid some other work, but it's okay because I went on vacation and it's all worth it. And I came back and I got on the scale and you guys, I lost a pound. Like, that just goes to show you how, first of all, manifesting really works. The visualization things I've been using really work. Like on that superhuman app that I use, like it works, you guys. But just hard work pays off, and making sure I just walked every day, just like I do at home. Like it wasn't anything out of the ordinary. And it just made me feel so good that I was able to be myself and not be too strict and still enjoy myself and still indulge, but not indulge every single meal and be healthy and still make progress towards my goals is just so great. And I was like, damn, I'm ending this vacation on a high note, still high energy, like look at me go. But then I feel like daylight savings time came and I lost an hour of sleep. And then suddenly I could not get up in the morning for the gym this week. I don't know what it was. I still felt like so tired, even driving to school, because I leave at like 11 a.m. And I drive 2.5 hours downstate to school and I sit in class and I felt tired. Probably more tired because I didn't get to the gym in the morning for a few of the days this week, but here we are. It's the end of the week. I'm back in the gym in the morning. I feel like because it felt like to me, like I'm a person that likes to sleep in, and getting up at 7:45 in the morning to go to the gym is like a big deal for me. Like I'm just not a bright and early squirrely type of girly. And so the fact that like right after daylight savings time, it was actually felt like 6:45 to my body, like that's crazy. That is the crack of dawn. Are you kidding? So I'm not being too hard on myself about the fact that I missed a few days at the gym. Like I still got my walks in out in the sun. It's been so sunny. It's still been such a mild, mild winter. So yeah. I stayed true to myself and true to my goals, and everything went really well. It was a beautiful, beautiful trip. I appreciate you guys coming along with me and joining me on my little reminiscing about my trip. I really enjoy sharing that with you guys, but then also sharing it from a perspective of like, I'm able to enjoy this because of the hard work I've done. Because if you're not happy in general, you're not going to be happy on vacation. And I saw that last year firsthand on two different vacations of mine, the one to Florida and then the one, like our road trip out east to like Martha's Vineyard. I like was really struggling at that point too. And we'll get to that on another episode. But so yeah, everything is going great. My birthday party is this weekend. I can't believe how many people are coming and are excited to dress up. I just want everyone to feel like royalty for a night. I'm so excited. We got the what they call the presidential suite at the hotel we're throwing it at, so that I can sit there with my girly friends and get my hair done, and then go up there. I've got my playlist and like the music I want all ready to go. And my mom and nanny are going to decorate, and they've been so amazing in helping out with that. They've been wanting to work on it and decorate it. And I just feel so, gosh, I feel so like privileged and special. And I just want it to be a night for everyone else, because my life is amazing. It's fun. I work hard, I play hard, and I want everyone else to feel great for a night like I do. We've got all the food picked out. Like I've talked about before, the venue is incredible. It overlooks the whole city and the bay. So it's going to be just beautiful. It's going to be incredible. I can't wait to share with you guys how that all goes. Yeah, so look forward to an episode about that. I hope you guys are having a great week, and I hope that you're manifesting what you want, if you want to call it manifesting, if you want to call it just getting shit done, whatever you want to call it. I hope that you are progressing towards your goals and that your mental health is in tip-top shape. I wish you all the best, and you all know where to reach me. If you want to talk, I'm always here. And I will see you guys back here next Wednesday for another episode of Love, Lindsay.